One of the things people often ask about is what life was like on the California missions, especially Native American. Some of the most important accounts of California Indian life at the missions come from the questionnaire that the Spanish government sent to the priests of the California missions in 1813. This was known as the Interrogatorio.
I'm Damian Bassage. Welcome to California Frontier.
Each mission answered the questions with more or less detail, depending on the temperament and the experience of the missionaries themselves. The padres recorded their observations of the life of the native people at the mission and often wrote down what they understood about indigenous customs outside of the mission boundaries. What I'm going to read from are excerpts from the replies of the Franciscans at Mission San Miguel Arcangel, and they describe the lives of the Salinan people who are native to the area, but also other native groups that were incorporated into Mission San Miguel. Mission San Miguel was founded in 1797 and is still located today in Central California, about 3 hours south of San Francisco and about 3 hours north of Los Angeles, along what is today Highway 101. So it's practically in the middle of California. During the Spanish and Mexican periods, the mission boundaries extended north and south, approximately 18 miles each way, and to the east, about 66 miles into the San Joaquin Valley, and to the west, 35 miles to the Pacific Ocean. Salinan Indians are still very active community members in the area today. The answers to this questionnaire were written in April of 1814. Regarding the population of Mission San Miguel, the padres mentioned that it was fairly typical of California missions at the time. Quote, "The population of this mission is divided into three classes. A, the two missionary fathers, who are Europeans. B, the soldiers of the garrison, the mayordomo, and their families, who are Spanish Americans, and C, the Indians, who are natives of the district of the mission." Unquote. As you can tell, the only two Europeans at a typical mission were the missionary priests themselves. The soldiers and their families, as well as the mayordomo, were known as Spanish Americans, people born in what is today Mexico, and usually of mixed ancestry, European, Native American, and sometimes African. The mayordomo was essentially the ranch foreman of the mission. He oversaw the day-to-day activities and the tasks and helped keep track of mission products and tools and other goods. The interrogatorio asked about the languages that the native people of the mission spoke. Almost 17 years after the founding of the mission, when these answers were recorded, most of the native inhabitants did not speak Spanish, or Castilian, as it's known, but instead spoke their own languages, which probably means that the padres either learned the local languages themselves or communicated through interpreters. Quote, "The neophytes of this mission speak four idioms or languages. A, that of San Antonio, which is reputed to be the principal one." And here they mean the mission San Antonio, which was the closest mission to them. B, that of the seashore, which is the one spoken by those gathered on the seacoast. And C, Tulareño, which is spoken in the Tulares region, that is, in the San Joaquin Valley, and D, that spoken to the south of the mission. As yet, they understand little Castilian, and that much, thanks to the efforts of the missionary fathers. Unquote. So, as you can see, the fathers were intentional about trying to teach the native people Spanish, but really, that was not the language that the native people were speaking at the mission. 17 years after it was founded. The missionaries, in their report, had a high opinion of the capacity of the native young people to learn, though instruction was mainly centered on learning music for prayers and liturgies. Quote, "The little boys of the mission in a few months learn anything, as reading in Spanish or Latin, and learn to read from manuscripts, to sing the plain as well as figured music. Their ancestors had no idea whatever of paper or its equivalent," unquote. So they're referring to the fact that the native communities from which the young people at the mission came didn't have written language. They didn't have paper or other media on which to write down a language that was mainly oral. As followers of St. Francis of Assisi, the Padres, who were Franciscans, were very impressed with the way the native people of the area offered hospitality and generosity to others. Quote, "It seems that charity is the principal virtue of these natives, because we have seen innumerable times that whoever, Indian or white, reaches their huts, finds the table prepared, and in the same charity, the women excel," unquote. So you have to remember this questionnaire had a whole series of questions about the lives of the native people on the mission. And so the Padres were commenting on all sorts of different aspects, their virtues, their habits, their vices, their language, their food, and so on. And here I'm just quoting a few of them. One of the questions regarded health. "The Salinan Indians of the mission and its surrounding areas had remedies for many illnesses, some of which the Padres admired and some of which they criticized," as you can hear in this quote. "It is undeniable that the Indians have their healers who apply to the sick the simple juice of various roots, barks, and leaves of various plants, the names of which I do not know. They make use of thermal waters for various skin diseases and for rheumatism. They also have recourse to bleeding, which is effected simply by scarifying the affected parts of the body with a flint and sucking the wound. This bleeding usually has bad effects, so as to cost the life of many. The froth of the thermal waters, which are 3 leagues to the south of the mission," and here a league is approximately 3 miles, so about 9 miles south of the mission, "together with soap root, serves them as an excellent way of purging," unquote. Now here, the narrative turns toward the saddest part of mission life in the early 19th century, which was the high mortality from contagious diseases and the lack of doctors to treat them. Quote, "The dominant infirmity is the gallico," which today we know as syphilis, "which sends them to the grave quickly, for it has been experienced that in the first years of the mission, that is, we had more births than deaths. Afterwards, as many deaths as births, but at present, there are 4 deaths to 3 births. For this malady, I do not believe they have any effective remedy. I have experienced that the Indian who has seen anyone cured by means of our remedies not only has no repugnance to taking the medicine, but asks for it. And so, if there were a physician or surgeon at the mission, many would recover," unquote. Now, I think this is a very tragic and telling quote here, that the number of deaths at the mission had increased over years due to the contagious diseases that were affecting the population, but that also the missionaries were cognizant of the fact that if only there were doctors, surgeons on the frontier, that many lives could have been saved. Now, one of the things that the questionnaire asked about was the daily routine at the mission. And Mission San Miguel was fairly typical of missions around California and what a day would have been like. Quote, in their pagan state, they divided as we do the year into spring, summer, fall, and winter. They had no calendars. Half an hour after sunrise, a little more or less, having taken their breakfast of atole, the neophytes assemble in the church to hear Holy Mass, during which they recite the catechism or doctrina in their language. From the church, they go to their homes, take up their implements, and work till 11:30. Then they take their meal, which consists of boiled wheat, corn, peas, and beans. Then they rest till 2:00. In winter, till 3:00, at which time they go to work at their tasks till an hour before sunset. They then take their supper of atole, as in the morning, return to church to recite the doctrina or catechism, and sing the alabado or the salve or Adorate Santa Cruz, which were all important hymns sung during the mission period. Having finished the function of the church, they return to their homes. This is the daily routine. On Saturday, between 25 and 30 cattle are slaughtered, the meat of which is distributed to the Indians in the mission. Unquote. So one of the most important meals that Native people took at the mission was atole, which was still very popular in Mexico and other parts of Latin America today, which is a warm drink made, can be made with rice, probably wasn't made with rice then, but other types of grains, sweetened oftentimes, and that was what they would have at breakfast and at supper, and then lunch was a bigger meal, boiled wheat, corn, peas, beans. If we take a typical day in late summer, then, in terms of the hours, work usually started about 8 a.m. and lasted until about 11, with a three-hour break until 2 p.m., with work going until about 7:30 p.m. So these were very typical working hours in much of the Hispanic world at that time. One of the questions regarded what type of money was used, a currency. And the padres responded in the following way, quote, the money of the Indians has been and are beads, which they now loan without profit. In their pagan state, they would loan, for instance, a real's worth of beads, and a real was a Spanish coin, which would increase every day to the whole value, so that he who obtained the loan remained in the hands of the lender. The custom was practiced by the Indians east of the mission. They had no other contracts than the loan and sale. Unquote. Beads, especially shell beads, were a very important trading commodity up and down the California coast and well into the interior throughout the mission period. Archaeologists today use them to understand the trade networks that existed among California Indians within and without the mission system. One of the questions concerned music, and here's part of the Padre's answer regarding it. Quote, they are much inclined to music, and in time they play with facility and perfection any instrument. In their pagan state, they had no musical instrument other than what hardly merited the name of flute. For the rest, they sing what the missionary teaches them, as was already said. Unquote. So the padres didn't have much regard, it seems, for the types of musical instruments that the natives may have used outside the mission, but they clearly recognized their talent for music and for picking up practically any European instrument. And in fact, many mission orchestras and choirs were well known for their technical excellence. Now, regarding clothing, this is what the missionaries had to say. Quote, the men dress in a coton, which is a type of long shirt, and a broadcloth sufficient to appear with decency. The women wear a coton and petticoats, and all wear blankets. Their outer dress is of wool, either blue or white and blue, or at least mixed black and white, which the threads being black and white, basically the garment would have been a gray color, unquote. And notice, everything is made of wool. Even though the word coton sounds like cotton in English, it wasn't made of cotton, which is algodón in Spanish, but instead it was woven of wool. Both the men and the women wore this type of long shirt. Now, concerning the way that Native people dressed outside the mission, the Padres didn't have very much to say that was positive. They were influenced by Christian Catholic tradition going back to the Bible, which talked about clothing in very symbolic ways, ascribed many layers of significance to how one dresses, going back to the Garden of Eden, and which also considered clothing the naked to be a work of mercy. That is, that people who didn't have much clothing were to be helped and given clothing. So you'll hear how they describe the way Native people dress outside the mission. Quote, their lack of clothing was such, and the poverty of these poor things, which I saw in the Tulares region, about 28 leagues from the mission, that many women are without more decency on their whole body than a small apron of tules, tules being that plant that grows in the marshes, hanging down the front and rear, held together by a sort of belt. Some wore two after the same manner. Those more particular covered themselves with tanned deer hides, all that the decency of their sex demanded, unquote. Now, I've only included a few answers to these questions, which were quite extensive. But these answers can give us a basic idea about some important aspects of life on a typical mission. I think the best way to visualize mission life at that time was as a working farm or ranch. It was a hard life, harder than most of us are used to, but the type of work that was done and how it was done and the hours were fairly typical, not unusual for that time period. By the way, Mission San Miguel is one of the most fascinating of missions, in my opinion, and it's the only one that maintains original Native artwork on its interior walls. It sustained some damage in a serious earthquake, a big one, in 2003. But thankfully, it's been repaired, and it looks wonderful, and it's really worth a visit. So this was a series of excerpts from just one of the responses to the interrogatorio that took place in 1813, 1814. Practically all of the missions responded, and they provide some very interesting information about life in the missions, about the Padres' attitudes, which were very different toward the Native peoples. And so I intend to offer some more of these as time goes by. If you are interested and like to hear more, please let me know by writing to me at Damien@CaliforniaFrontier.net. This is the California Frontier Show. If you would like to know more about the California Frontier Project, visit CaliforniaFrontier.net. If you would like to support the show, scroll down in the show notes and click Support the Show. Then be sure to tell all your friends about the podcast. If you would like to connect with me, the host, send me an email at Damien@CaliforniaFrontier.net.